In the back of a building at the ARC Gateway campus in Pensacola, there is a large industrial paper shredder next to a big room filled with tables and people sorting papers. One of those people is Nikia Houston, who describes her job duties.
Yes, to shred paper, to sort paper.
Nikia is one of about 275 people with varying disabilities, including autism, who are employed by ARC Gateway. It's one of the few places that have programs and job opportunities for adults with autism who have aged out of the school system. For school-age children with autism or other qualifying special needs, local school districts must create an IEP, Individualized Education Plan. Implementation of that plan is monitored and adjusted as needed according to current regulations. After that, services get scarce. Jennifer Finley is a behavior analyst at the Autism Center at Sacred Heart Children's Hospital in Pensacola and the mother of a child with autism.
We actually have a lot more services for them when they're children compared to what happens once they become 18 or 21. And now insurance isn't covering them, or they're back in the Medicaid system. And what do they do for an employment? And how are they going to be sustainable? And how as a community are we going to be able to support them? And I think that's an area as a whole that we really need to work on, because our kids are not 3 years old forever.
We say they sometimes graduate from school to mama's couch.
Susan Byram is the president and CEO of Autism Pensacola.
And that's a very sad thing when a person has worked and a family has worked for all the years of public school to push and improve and build skills, and suddenly, boom, nothing.
When you talk to people who deal with children and adults with autism, you invariably hear about the wait list. While there are programs and services that help adults with autism live and work independently, the money for those programs is in short supply.
Those are all funded through an agency called the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. And as I mentioned to you, that agency has a waiting list of over 20,000 individuals across the state.
Being on a wait list for services is a fact of life for families seeking help for a loved one with autism. Dr. Christine Ogilvie, an autism consultant for FSU Center for Autism and Related Disabilities, or CARD, even advises her clients on managing the list.
I try to tell them at the middle school level, get on the list for vocational rehab, get on the list for APD, because you're going to be on a waiting list and it's going to take time.
And the sooner someone gets on the list, the better. Melissa Rogers is the CEO at ARC Gateway.
You can get on anytime after your third birthday. Once you get an official diagnosis from a doctor, a physician of your choice, of a developmental disabilities, you are eligible to be on the wait list. It's a referral process. It's very easy to get on the wait list once you fill out all the documentation and meet with a state representative. However, the people that are coming off of the wait list are the ones that have the more severe needs. They could be homeless, they could be, have no caretaker involved with them. And so the average individual that is safe in their home, living with their family, is not going to come off the wait list very quickly.
For those people still on the list waiting for funding, there are agencies that offer help. Dr. Ogilvie from CARD says their services are free of charge.
We provide some kind of job training with them as far as working with them with job skills, going in and working with the employers and providing them with autism awareness and giving them different tips and hints for here's something that you can do to accommodate the needs. And that's something that we found very, very helpful as far as keeping our young adults employed. Everything that we do is free because we're a state-funded grant. I do a lot with one-to-one work with clients, and then we have our adult groups that we do, and that's more of a social, aside from the interviewing skills.
Providing services and finding funding for those services for children and adults with autism can be hard and frustrating, but the people we spoke to for this report, without exception, say they love the work. Many of them have someone with autism in their family, including Susan Byram from Autism Pensacola.
It's not about fixing something or curing something, it's about maximizing potential in every human being. And mostly the ones we focus on are those with autism, obviously. And just reaching out and building a better community that can support everyone.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, about 1% of the world's population has an autism spectrum disorder. In the U.S., more than 3.5 million people are living on the autism spectrum. Bob Barrett, WWF News.